a great job on this. The kids, it was amazing when they say, who's the strongest? Them two little girls pointed to their dad. It was quick, man.
No question.
I'll be sure to see your dad after service to organize my prayers, too. So grateful, so grateful.
Are we going to do different colors or just?
Oh, one color would be fine. Yeah, yeah. We'll do it toward the end. Just so we have it. Yeah, so you got time. We'll do it toward the end, yeah. So, guys, we're going to be in Luke 18. That's a really great job. As I was coming past Todd and Alicia, I said, well, hey, that concludes service. I think that was a good job on that lesson there. Really great, really great. The character trait we're going to focus on, which I love the fact that they did another kind of word for the character trait was being persistent, but we're going to talk about perseverance. Because this story, it exemplifies not only being persistent, but calls to persevere, to really push through. So I'm going to do a fill in the blank on certain phrases that you may have heard or you may have said yourself, depending on what time or season you were in. But it says, I am sick and tired of being what?
Sick and tired.
Oh, man. No, that don't. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. Wow. Here's another one. I am fed. I felt that way before. Wow. Here's another one. I can't do this any
more.
Wow. Those are so many things. This is the way we feel sometimes where we're trying to persevere through something. We're like, will it ever just end? Will it just stop? You know, we just want it to be totally over, you know. Just trying to get control of it. Oh. She can't see. Somebody give her a hand. Oh, she got it. Amen. So how do we overcome negative feelings and thoughts? Because we can feel that way sometimes. You know, when you're going through something and you're trying to persevere, it just feels overwhelming. Like, will this ever end, man? And, you know, you get those thoughts of, I'm sick and tired, you know, being sick and tired, I'm fed up, I don't want to do this anymore. We feel that way. But how do we overcome those negative feelings and thoughts? We have to learn to persevere, not give up. It's just so easy to just want to throw in a towel and just tap out. It's just so easy to want to do that. Looked at the word perseverance in its character trait. It says it's defined as the ability to stick with a task or challenge despite difficulties, discouragement, and obstacles, demonstrating sustained effort and refusal to give up on a goal. It's core strength associated with resilience, goal achievement, and learning from failure. So what is the purpose of this parable in Luke 18? Well, I should say, what's the purpose of any parable, really? Parables are used to teach profound spiritual lessons and reveal principles of the kingdom of God. Principle is defined as a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation of a system of belief or behavior or for a chain of reason. So, before we jump into Luke 18, let's talk about who are we talking about, or who's in this parable, I should say. Jesus, the disciples, a judge, and a persistent widow. We're going to figure out why Jesus is telling his disciples about this particular parable. And so why are we talking about this parable? Because too many of us are too quick to give up. We deny ourselves the opportunity to seek justice. So we're going to look at Luke 18. If I can get somebody to read verse 1 through 3.
I'll read it.
Okay.
And Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary.
Wow. Adversary, yes, sir. Thank you, Scott. So what are the challenges of dealing with someone who doesn't fear God? That's a question. So what are the challenges of dealing with someone who don't fear God? You know, we as men, we're limited, but you talk to somebody who just, they don't fear God. So what are the challenges?
Stubbornness.
Okay. Okay.
No compassion whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can't be reasonable.
Mm. That makes it kind of hard to want to persevere, don't it? God, this person is just... Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. This person is just unreasonable. Most people would give a red then. I'm done. I don't want to deal with it. Just tap out. An unreasonable person, man, is hard to deal with. Can I get somebody to read verse 4 and 5?
I got it. Mm-hmm.
For some time he didn't change, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.
Wow. Do you believe being persistent pays off, no matter how long it takes, and why?
I know for me, personally, I feel like persistence pays off because it builds patience in my character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, it builds that the character in my character to finish what I start. That no matter what it takes, regardless of who is thinking about it or overseeing it or what others are thinking, just for me, mm-hmm. I finish what I start.
Okay. Okay.
Then it takes faith.
Mm-hmm.
Personal perseverance for me is, I asked my lovely wife, we were dating at the time. Well, before we started dating, I asked her to be my girlfriend 6 times. Finally, on the 7th time, she said yes. And,
and
many years later, now we've got 2 beautiful little girls. So.
Wow.
Amen.
Okay.
Hey. Scott, like, okay. That's awesome. What an awesome story.
I think John had an answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Somebody read verse 6 and 8.
And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge said. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen one who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith on the earth.
Amen. God wants you to have justice in the things that you seek. Question is, do you want justice? And are you willing to persevere to attain that justice that you seek? You know, it's great that Jesus tells these parables to help us to relate and connect. But I also love modern day stories of perseverance, I think, is help. And so, Richard, we're going to show a little video here real quick for you guys to see.
Amen.
All you people with limbs, what excuse you got? Yeah, you got hands and feet. What excuse do you have?
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
What a great story of perseverance. You know, if you're in an airplane and it's going down, you can't somebody fly? Are you going to question a guy with no limbs?
Yeah.
You know, now if you didn't know his story, you'd be like, nah, he can't fly. But he sets the example of persevering. Persevering, not giving up. And even when he reached a point, when they still, the school said, we'll teach you, but FA said, we won't do it, and he wanted to give up, he had a voice in his ear saying, hey, hold on. We're not going to give up. We're going to keep persevering. That's an amazing story. We need modern day stories like that.
Yes.
I love what God shows us in the Bible. But God also is doing things modern day. This guy somewhere, get what? Not only did he pass the test, but he's teaching people with all their limbs how to fly. Isn't that amazing? So what I wanted to do in this point here is I wanted to discuss, what are you seeking justice in? And Julie, if you can just, I guess, write my name here and okay. And then beside my name, the justice I'm seeking is, that's
did
good.
I do that wrong?
Oh, you're fine. Yeah. Look, I know who I am. Yeah.
He's not the city.
And beside my name, you can put a dash and put, the justice I seek is Charisse being restored. Mm-hmm. And I want to go around the room. And everybody share the justice that you're seeking, that you're persevering. You know my story. I'm persevering constantly, and I'm seeking that justice. So what is it for you? Just your name, share, and what justice do you want to see happen in your life? Because we're all seeking something.
The corrupt leadership goes to jail.
Okay.
Just
want to
make it a little shorter.
Okay, that's good.
What else we got? What else you want to see justice in?
Zoomer and I want to live near our grandchildren.
There you go.
Amen.
So I'll be the judge.
Our daughters and grandchildren
make Jesus
Lord.
Okay.
What was that?
Her kids and grandkids to make Jesus Lord.
So I'm not sure why does that make that justice.
So, should we let corruption keep going on?
Well, okay, I can understand mine,
uh-huh.
But the other ones, I'm not sure about.
But Charisse being restored? Should she stay the same?
No, like the Normans living near their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
How does that become justice?
So if they're not near their grandchildren, are they really happy?
Are they really happy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have to ask them.
Yeah.
For them, justice is being near their kids.
Okay.
Yeah. What else we got? Anybody else? Any more people?
Support from the government.
Amen. So true. I was sharing with Bryce, and I was in the VA hospital the other day, and I was walking around the streets doing the stuff, and people were trying to get help, and they said, oh, they're furloughed. And I'm like, who gets furloughed in a hospital?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
For Tri-County, to receive support.
Amen.
Right. Like the what's it called?
Revive. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I think for me it's shining God's light in our workplaces.
Okay.
And showing how to do that.
Okay. Stop the murder of unborn children.
Oh, okay.
And legalize
murder.
Is there such thing as legal murder? I guess.
I feel like I don't want to write it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop it. Okay. I hear what you're saying.
What else we got?
I was going to put on there, but I just want to, since this is an ongoing prayer for me, I just want to kind of piggyback on what Suma said. That's very important to me.
Oh, the kids making Jesus Lord?
Yes.
Okay.
Set free from occultic practices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you so much, Julie. Awesome. That's just a short list of the justice that we're seeking in our lives. We all have such a long list of things that we want to see done. Are you taking that list to God?
That's right.
As me and Zuma was talking, Zuma says, hey, are your knees wore out yet? Are you constantly taking your plea to God? You know, every day I plead for Sharice, constantly, over and over. I'm walking, talking, sitting, thinking, seeking justice. Because, like the persistent widow, your faith deserves to be rewarded. It does. And so what does God want us to learn from this parable? Do you want us to learn that we need to give up? No. We should tap up. That the person is mean and unfair, we shouldn't deal with them no more? No. He taught them that parable, and he teaches us. You keep going to them. I don't care how mean they are, how unjust they are. I don't care if they don't respect me. You keep going until you finally wear them out, and they have no choice but to give you what you want. To God, God is saying, keep coming to me. Keep coming to me. I've said this before because somebody said it to me. Sometimes God says yes. Sometimes he says no. And the instant of the persistent widow, it was not yet.
Right.
But it's coming. We cannot give up. So before we take communion, I wanted to share two things with you. I feel like I know it. I don't even have to read it. You have two choices going forward. You can be a quitter, or you can be the persistent widow and go and get the justice that you seek. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray and we'll take communion.